Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
That's right, and we started off the Hero Show with the president of the Arizona Rattlers. And we just had Ron Breitenbach with Triple R Investments sharing secrets of how we could use our IRA and 401k to invest in real estate. And later on in the show, we've got Jesse James. That's right, the owner of Jesse James Comic Shop. He's doing an unbelievable amount of business and so cool to hear. And you're going to hear his stories. Let's get started, too, with our next hero. And thank you, too, for the feedback we've recently had from having the CEO of PF Chang's on and the founder of CNBC. So keep those feedback emails and letters coming in. Now, we definitely are seeing more and more of this all the time. And I love it. Entrepreneurs who go into health-conscious business, really sustainable businesses. And our next hero is doing that because you know what? You've seen her product in almost every grocery store. Katie Forrest, the co-founder of Epic Brands. Now, she is the one that created the Epic Bar. That's the meat-based product Epic Bar, who could be reached at epicbar.com. Now, Katie, go ahead and tell us a little bit more details about the Epic Bar.
Yeah, so Epic is a meat-based superfoods company. So we make animal-based protein bars. So we have like bison mixed with nuts and berries and put into like a protein format bar, like traditional bars that you're used to. So you can find our products in the energy bar aisle. But we also have jerky bites. We have pork rinds, we have animal oils, we have bone broth. We're trying to utilize the entire animal. So we look at food waste as like a huge issue, and incentivizing ranchers to do things the right way takes a lot of effort and commitment to their animals. And so one way that we can commit to animals is by utilizing the entire animal. And so that's why you will see a lot of our products in different categories within the grocery channel.
Now, Katie, who in the world created your packaging and design? Because I got to tell you, it stands out. You cannot miss it. Now, listen, those of you that may not have seen it, next time you go to the store, look for Epic Bar. It stands out amongst all the bars that are out there, the packaging alone.
Oh, well, thank you. I love our branding. I think it's amazing also. Whenever Taylor and I were conceptualizing the product, we wanted to put a product out there with a package that would really honor the animals that were inside the product. And so, you know, there's tons of products out on the market where there's goofy cartoon animals, and it really does a disservice to the consumer, but also the animal. And so we chose to put these anatomically correct images on the front of our packages. And so you'll see these beautiful images of animals on the front of your package. So that's why it does stand out, because it's among, you know, colorful, bright other bars on the shelf. And so definitely stands out. And so, yeah, that was something that Taylor and I put a lot of effort into, like putting inspiration boards together and handing that over to a fabulous designer. And she made our dreams come true. So
I love it. And again, we're talking with Katie Forrest. She is the co-founder of Epic Provisions Brands. You can reach her at epicbar.com, and you're listening to me, David Kogan, with Alliances Heroes. So how did you go about, though, even coming up with this idea and wanting to go into the industry? Because really, Katie, you know more than probably anybody else how competitive it is.
Yeah, absolutely. The energy bar set is probably the most competitive aisle aside from the chip aisle. But it's a very long story. I'll give you the short version. Taylor and I were endurance athletes, and we were under the impression that eating high carbohydrate, high sugar diets was what, you know, athletes needed to do to succeed. And so we were totally eating our goos and our high sugar products, and we were also vegetarian at the time, mostly because we couldn't afford meat. So we were vegetarian, and I started having some weird health problems. I had some like stomach issues. I started having some inflammation issues, and I quickly realized I need to change my diet. And so I was thinking, well, I'm just going to go cleaner and cleaner and cleaner. And so clean at the time and in my mind was I needed to go from vegetarian to vegan, and then I needed to go from vegan to raw vegan, and then I needed to go from raw vegan to like raw juicing. So I just kept going more and more extreme into what I thought was clean eating. And my symptoms just exacerbated. And I eventually like I had this knee issue that was so mysterious, no doctors could figure it out. I was told I needed a total knee replacement. I was put on arthritis medication. I was like 22 years old. It was insane. And I just refused to do any of those things, recognizing that that was just a path in the wrong direction. And I completely changed my diet from raw juicing, vegan, vegetarian, you know, that entire lifestyle to what's now considered paleo. So I removed all grains. I started cooking all my vegetables. I started eating high quality grass fed meat.
Wow.
And my symptoms reduced and were completely gone within 4 weeks. And so again, we were training super hard, but we didn't have anything to eat on our bikes. And so we would literally cook up like a pound or two of bacon and put it in our back pockets and go on 6-hour bike rides. And we were like, there has to be something better than this. This isn't like a sustainable thing for us to do, and we can't do this for races. So let's just put it in a bar.
Like, I love it.
Of course, right?
Incredible. And those of you that don't, those of you that don't know, Taylor, who she keeps mentioning, is very close to her. Not only just a co-founder, right, Katie? How close is he to you?
He's my lover.
All right.
He's my husband.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, I mean, now that you guys are in business together, and, I mean, your meat, you've got everything from beef, chicken, bacon, bison. What's the other
salmon.
One, too?
We have 13 different species that we currently have in all of our products.
What's the most popular?
Of the bison, of course. Bison is always the most popular product that we make.
Why?
It's delicious. People are like really drawn to the package because bison are so beautiful and majestic. And so people are willing to actually give it a try. And it's just, it's the best product, I think.
Katie, what's the feeling like? You know, a lot of people create things and they're just, you know, and it takes so much, as you know, again, to get into the stores and to see the items on the shelf. What kind of feeling is it like? To really describe the feeling of what it's like when you've reached that part of going to the store and seeing your item on the shelf.
It is super surreal. Even today, like I walk into a store in the middle of a national, you know, I was actually in Yellowstone this summer, and I saw our products in their national parks, and I was like, oh my God, we like actually exist. We're a real company. People like our stuff enough to bring it into a national park. It's just, it's shocking every single time that I see it. And I'm so proud. And it definitely reflects on the hard work of our employees to be able to get us into stores, big and small, across the country. It's just amazing.
Well, Katie, I'd love to continue to talk to you. We've got a little less than a minute left. And what's the best way, though, really, for children to live epic or adventurously as you have? I mean, you know, you're a multi-sport athlete. You competed in the Kona Ironman World Championships race and so many others. What advice would you say?
Oh, how do kids live epically? I think it's about how their parents allow them to live epically. Always let your children fall. And when I say like fall, I mean like fail. Let your children fail, but let them fall, let them stumble. And always be there behind them to support them, but not necessarily to always pick them up. I think that's the best advice I could give there.
Well, Katie, you created a new brand of healthy snack and a movement of living epically. I can't wait to try the other bars. You're a hero. Check out epicbar.com. This is David Kogan with Alliances. And when we return, Jesse James, the owner of Jesse James Comic Shop. David Kogan with Alliances.